County Live. And I used to follow a gentleman by the name of Stevie Gordon from 11 to 2 on a Sunday. Stevie was on from 8 o'clock until 11. So I owe quite a bit of my expertise to watching this gentleman operate.
Well, Noel, there's only one thing I can say.
What's that?
That is, it was a pleasure to be fooled by yourself.
There you are. Thank you, sir.
I will say nothing more.
Right.
Except to wish you all the listeners who are listening at the moment
mm-hmm.
a very Merry New Year.
Good.
And, very prosperous New Year.
And you, perhaps they'll hear your voice at some stage in the future.
Well, this is it. This is it. And good night to everyone and good night to yourself.
Thank you very much, sir.
Noel, you are a mate.
That's something coming from yourself. That's Stevie Gordon. Oh, Stevie, who did the graveyard shift, of course, here, for night after night after night. We used to call him the Marathon Man. When he got on there, he just enjoyed it so much that he never, ever wanted to come off. I've had a request here. It just says here, tell them about future radio plans. Well, that comes in from a southeast down listener. And, it's very much up in the air at the moment. What we know is that the unlicensed stations will cease very, very, very shortly indeed. There will be an interim period of about 6, 7, maybe 8, 9 months whenever there will be nothing. And then the franchises will be decided. Stations will come on stream. But they will not be the type of intimate radio station, perhaps, which you have been used to before. There will be more chat. There will be perhaps less music. They will be of the community radio format, which a lot of people will be very, very happy to listen to. But some listeners who like the idea of music 24 hours a day, most certainly they will be disappointed. They will come on stream later in the year. Some people say that it will be within 6, 9 months. Other people are perhaps a little bit less optimistic and give a timescale of maybe 18 months. Nobody knows at the moment. It's very much up in the air. So that would seem to be about all that we can say at the moment about the future radio plans. Certainly, it'll be very different from what you know at the moment. Junior, you have a few things there.
I have indeed, Noel, a couple more requests here. One for Patsy and Nancy McCardle from Armagh. They're very sad to see Big M going. We wish Patsy and Nancy all the best. And we've one here from Patrick Fields, who phoned me up earlier on the programme. He'd like to say hello to all the family there, especially to his mum. And we wish Patrick all the best. And we've a request here for Joy Hill down in Tassa, one of our most ardent listeners. And it says here to cheer up, Joy. The request coming from your daughter, Anita. And we're looking for a cottage in the country, although I think we played that earlier on, Noel.
A few tracks ago.
Right, so what have you got lined up for us?
Well, we have another request here going out to all the businessmen and businesses who advertised on Big M Radio through agent Martin McKenna. And Martin wants to wish them all a very happy and a very peaceful new year. We're going to take a track from, let's see, it's from Brendan Quinn. You line up a track here and then you get to talking. Before
it's
you
very
know
confusing
you are,
here, isn't it?
It's senility that's setting in. This is Brendan Quinn.
Make sure he's still here.
He's still here. This is especially for Ray. I can't hold back the years. He says he's on anthrax.
I'm reading the letter. It makes me feel better. It sure does me good to see an old lady smile and watch as she wanders back through the memories, down through the years and the thousands of miles. To reach out her arms, to hold me or scold me or laugh and a warning instead. Then supper and prayers, a room up the stairs where three of us laid down our heads. But I can't hold the years back. I can't hold the tears back. The joy or the sadness of so long ago. I can't make that same sun shine through the window. or turn this old house back into a home. Well, praying together means staying together, but the winds of time, they do blow. And the books in that old room are wrapped in their old bloom with lessons that even I didn't know. And the medals of glory and each success story are framed and polished by old hands of care. And the cards of remembrance get one extra long glance for the one who didn't get anywhere. Still I can't hold the years back. I can't hold the tears back. The joy or the sadness of so long ago, can't make that same sun shine through the window or turn this old house back into a home.
I can't hold the years back from Brendan Quinn. And the time is 23 minutes past 10 o'clock. We're deciding here what time we'll pull the plug. We haven't quite decided yet. Junior, have you any thoughts on that?
I'm not too sure, Noel, but I think we're going to liven the proceedings up slightly. Ray McSherry had a suggestion of a Keeley. Is that right, Ray?
Aye, thank you, partners.
Come over here and we'll get this Keeley on the road.
What are we doing, the Siege of Annis, or what are we at?
We're not quite sure here. We're taking a track from the world of Mick Foster and Tony Allen. So a little bit of Keeley music. Would you like to introduce it, sir?
What is the set of dances we're actually going to know?
I think it's the Bluebell Polka.
Right. So ladies on the right, gentlemen on the left. Take your partners.
That is if there are any.
Away we go.
Yeehaw! If there are any ladies and gentlemen in the house.
Good night, children everywhere. Good night.
We'll be right back.
Mick Foster and Tony Allen. That's from the double LP. And I've just been handed a couple of dedications and name checks here. Saying hello to Margaret McCourt and son John McCourt, mother-in-law Bridget Campbell, nephew Dee Crawford, Ben and Brendan, and that comes in from Pat McCourt in Banbridge, requesting a bit of Big Tom. Well, we'll maybe squeeze a bit of Big Tom in later on. Also saying hello to Phil Dale and Pat in Portadown, and requesting Daniel O'Donnell or Hugo Quinn. Well, we'll see what we can do in that. Junior.
Well, we've had a threat from the audience here that they might sing another song. Yes, we're working on that one, but...
Is there any likelihood of it happening?
Well, it could. They have been practicing in the back kitchen at the moment, but we'll wait and see.
Right. Well, I tell you what, in the meantime, let's take a little bit of country music from Philomena Begley. This is an old Billy Joe Spears song called Blanket on the Ground.
Yee-haw!
Look out through the window.
That's just destroyed a transmitter or two.
Tell me now, don't it remind you of a blanket on the ground? Remember back when love first found us, and we'd go slipping out of town. I'll get the blanket from the bedroom, and we'll go walking once again to that funk town by the river, where our sweet love first began. Just because we are married don't mean we can't.
Philomena Begley, very often called the Queen of Country Music, and Billy Joe Spears, Blanket on the Ground.
Just once more, I wish you loved me.
Time is 10:30. It's a Friday night, I think. Mr. McSherry, your thoughts at this stage?
Well, my thoughts at this stage, Noel, we have a caller on the line.
Ah, right, well, let's see what we do.
Good evening, hello, who am I speaking to? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, still there, love?
Yeah.
Right, who am I speaking to?
I'm Deborah McGahan.
Where are you from, Debbie?
Van Borb.
From Van Borb. Are you a single lady, married lady?
Single.
Single lady.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking you, what do you do and listen to a program like this? You know, we're playing a lot of country music here. I like country music, you do, Debbie?
Well, I usually listen to Brian Jones from the night shift.
Brian's standing here beside me.
Hello, Brian.
You are, Brian? There you are. The critter, he's knackered, to say the least. He's up from early this morning, you see. He did the breakfast program this morning, and he's been here all day. Debbie, what's your thoughts on the, just about an hour and, 10 minutes before it closed down? An hour and a half, actually.
Shattered.
You're shattered?
Yeah.
You listen to Big M much during the course of the week?
I listen to Brian Jones whenever he's on. Mm-hmm. I always listen to the night shift every night.
Right, your most popular artist would be, or your most, right?
Song-like?
Uh-huh.
Oh, could you just like slow songs?
You like slow songs. You like the love set the brand does, do you?
Yeah.
Right. Anyone you'd like to say hello to, Debbie?
Hello to everybody who knows me.
And owes you money.
And my family and everything, and everybody in my class.
Right, what school do you go to, Debbie?
Pardon?
What school do you go to, love?
St. Catherine's College in Armagh.
In Armagh. Do a lot of...
3M.
Sorry?
Hello, 3M.
Right. A lot of your classmates listen to Big M, do they?
Yeah.
Right. And, anyone else you'd like to say hello to Debbie, just to have you on air?
Pardon?
You'd like to say hello to Brian, would you, I'm sure?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm handing over to Brian. Brian?
Hello?
Hello, Brian?
Yeah?
Well, I heard you last night. You sounded very drunk.
Yeah, I sounded drunk last night?
Yeah.
That must have been Stevie Gordon you were listening to.
No, this is last night.
Last night? What time was that at?
About, half two or so.
Oh, half two? Oh, no, I wasn't, no.
You're just tired.
Just tired and emotional. No, that'd be very, very unprofessional. Drunk on the air, I wouldn't do that. So, well, there's no more night shifts, Debbie.
I'll suffer.
Nah, I don't think so. Okay.
Will you ever be back on again?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything.
Mm. Hold on, if a wee fella here wants to talk to you.
Is that right? Yeah, quickly, please.
What?
Yeah, put him on quickly.
Right. Oh, Brian.
Yes. How are you doing? Hello?
I'm doing all right.
That's good.
Aye.
Well, what do you want to say?
I'll say hello to all the mates in St. Bridget's.
Yeah.
A09.
Right.
And,
Is that it?
Aye.
Anyone else that knows you?
Eh?
Anybody else that knows you?
Any
girlfriends or anything like that?
No, not at the moment.
Not at the moment?
No.
Nah, too close. We're into the new year. Okay, then.
Right.
Okay, thanks a million.
Right.
Cheerio.
Thank you very much indeed, Brian, for taking that call from two very, very keen listeners to the night shift. And I would imagine that there are an awful lot of people out there, perhaps who like the love song set, who are going to miss Big M very, very, very much indeed over the next few months. Indeed, over the next few years for that matter. We're going to liven things up with a little bit of music from the 60s. This is Bobby Rydell.
Gonna be me, and only me, oh, oh.
Bobby Rydell and Wild One be wild about me. Everybody's been wild about Big M if the phone calls tonight are anything to go by. And we have about, I think, 23 minutes before 11 o'clock. And we'll probably be pulling the plug around about that time. So if you want to get a dedication in or give a little message or whatever, have something played, you better get on the phone right away. 40372 is the number, 0004 from the north of Ireland, and 042 the number from outside, the code number from outside the Dundalk dialing exchange area. Saying hello to Debbie again. Debbie was on the phone, and big hello to you, Debbie, comes in from Stevie, and he thanks you for all the calls and all the dedications. He's going to miss you. So all the dedications for all the Mallon family in Dungannon. It says best wishes for the future to all connected with Big M Radio. Thank you very much indeed, the Mallon family in Dungannon. For Patsy Mathers, who's home from England, and we'll see if we can squeeze that particular track in later on. Also saying hello to Elizabeth Carberry, and I don't have any Marty Robbins to hand, Elizabeth, but we'll see what we can do. Continue anyway, in the meantime, with a little bit more music from the swinging 60s. The Honeycombs, Have I the Right?
Have I the right to hold you? You know I've always told you that we must never, ever part. Oh, have I the right to kiss you? You know I'll always miss you. I've loved you from the very start. If I could, you'd see how much you send those shivers running down my spine. Ooh, have I the right to thrill you? You know I'm waiting till you give me the right to make you mine. Never part. No, 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 no. Have I the right to kiss you? You know I'll always miss you. I've loved you from the very start.
Having a few memories of the 60s as we approach Zero R. That's the Honeycombs, famous because they had one of the first girl drummers, if my memory serves me correctly, Mr. McSherry.
You have got it on the nail. I thought for a minute there, I was getting sort of confused. I was thinking of Dave Clark there, but it's definitely the Honeycombs.
Right. We used to hand over quite often on a Saturday afternoon. Handing over is where one program ends and another begins. I used to take over from Ray on a Saturday afternoon around about 5 o'clock, and during the handover period, we would have had a bit of a chat about current trends in music and so on and so forth. Ray, of course, always closely identified with the homegrown programme and the Irish scene, but playing the likes of Roy Buchanan's Sweet Dreams opened my eyes that he's a man of impeccable musical taste. What about your favourites that you've played over the years, Ray?
Well, I wouldn't start at the end of Noel, but I always learn one thing from listening to radio, or even involved with radio. What you do play on a programme
mightn't be your own personal preference as regards music. You have to cater for the public who are listening to a programme, and they dictate policy as regards what you do play. But my own particular preference of music would be the 60s music and the 70s format. And what I usually out in the car there, I do a lot of 60s stuff back to back on tape. And I will now one particular programme that I do listen to quite often, and it'll be a bad miss. On occasional Sundays there, I would listen to maybe for an hour or so, is the Bebop Gold programme on Sunshine 101 from Dublin. That to me is the ultimate in music. And I think there should be more Golden Oldie programmes on air. In fact, Big T does a good programme there a couple nights a week on Downtown as well. I think this is Friday night he does the programme. That's the sort of music I'm into, and indeed there's a lot of that stuff that I do play out on the roadshow when I go out, because, okay, country music is nice to listen to on radio, but as regards going to dance, I think maybe even the groups at the present time are coming to that conclusion. I even heard Susan on Junior's programme the other day saying that she had a 60 set up in the Carrickdale there last week, and the floor was jam-packed. Well, I find that as well, no matter on the road, that country music okay for the first hour, hour and a half, but then when you get into around about 11 o'clock, everybody wants to...
Yeah, I remember one Saturday afternoon we had, you stayed here about half an hour into my programme, and between links we were talking about music, and you were saying that even in places where there was a very, very hardcore country...
That's quite around Loch Ness there, around the Harbo.
Hardcore country feeling for music and taste for music that towards the end of the evening they would take heavy metal just about everything.
I was playing a gig one night away down the country near Harbo, and it's a country area, and country music, everybody's into country music, but it surprised me that particular night that a gang of the people who were there that particular night around about 11:30, they wanted AC/DC, they wanted Quo, they wanted heavy metal stuff, they wanted 60s, they wanted pop. I was terribly surprised. I always carry a lot of stuff with me, and I was prepared for it. And the biggest one I had, I think, was away even a couple of years ago in Pomeroy Hall for the sports night, when I had entertained a gang of kids between the ages of 11 to 14, and also entertained their father and mother in the same hall, the same gig. So what I did do was I played one set for the kids, and I then played another set for the mummies and daddies.
I thought you were going to say there you played all the 33s at 45.
No. But you got to cater for everybody. And you know yourself, Noel, that everybody has their own particular preference in music. But I do find that you find the common denominator when you play 60s. Even the kids at the present time are listening to 60s.
Right. Well, if I'm going to do something which is very, very unfair. I'm going to say to you, okay, tomorrow afternoon I'm going to cast you away on a desert island.
Right.
The first record that you would take in your 10.
Good question. My top three records.
Well, even the first one.
Well, I think the first particular record that I would take would be, Little Richard's. And the reason being I'm saying that, Noel, is Little Richard's music to me reflects, I would say, the 60s. And, probably guys of my age group did grow up during the 60s. And it's the same as maybe reflecting on the Showbond era. But I find it's not just nostalgia. The reason being that I said earlier on that a lot of the kids are listening to 60s music at the present time. So it must have a common denominator. It must be getting across to them as well, too. Little Richard, to me, is the finest exponent of rock and roll. Jerry Lee Lewis would be another gentleman I would take. And that'd be two.
Well, I'm going to ask you one further question. Roy Buchanan, who is a guitarist of... He's not with us anymore, but a guitarist. And very often whenever I was talking to people who like rock music, blues music, and I say, people would say to me, I play guitar, or try to play guitar. Mm-hmm. People would say, who's your favourite guitarist? I would say Roy Buchanan. They would say, who? Now, tell me one thing which has intrigued me for a very long time. How did you come across the classic Sweet Dreams? Why did that appeal to you?
It's good music.
Just as simple as that?
It's simply as good.
And the first time you ever heard it was?
Way back years ago.
I can remember actually the first time I heard it. I was driving along just outside Portadown, and suddenly this came on the air, and I thought, where can I get my hands on that? I subsequently got two or three of his LPs, which I've enjoyed. They're almost played out. Right, Ray, I think we'll get back to a little
60s.
Bit of music. 60s again, this time one of the big stars of the 60s. In fact, one of the big stars of rock and roll. This is Eddie Cochran.
Now there are three steps to heaven. Just listen and you will plainly see. And as life travels on and things do go wrong, just follow the steps. steps one, two and three. Step one, you find a girl to love. Step two, she falls in love with you. Step three, you kiss and hold her tightly. Yeah, that sure seems like heaven to me. The formula for heaven, very simple. Just follow the rules and you will see. And as life travels on and things do go wrong, just follow steps one, two, and three. Step one, you find a girl to love. Step two, she falls in love with you. Step three, you kiss and hold her tightly. Yeah, that sure seems like heaven to me. Just follow steps one, two, and three.
That's one of the big rock stars in the very, very early days. In fact, one of the first guitar heroes. Played a big Gretsch White Falcon. Nostalgia time indeed. That's Eddie Cochran, Three Steps to Heaven. Have we any dedications, Junior?
A few here.
Right, would you like to...
One or two here, but one for Marion and Jimmy Gray down in Crossmore Green and Katie, and they're enjoying the crack. And I'd like to wish everyone here at Big M all the best. Thanks very much, Marion and Jimmy. Unfortunately, we can't see you in Jimmy McCaffrey's tonight. We also request, I was talking to Peggy Conway from Maharafelt there on the telephone about 2 minutes ago, and she'd like to wish everyone here all the best, and she'd like to say hello to Granny Taylor and also Joe. I'd like to thank Brendan Quinn, Hugo Duncan, Footloose, and lots of bands who supported Peggy with her fundraising for Action Cancer, and we'd like to wish Peggy, Paddy, Granny Taylor and Joe all the best for 1989. Back to you, Noel.
Right, thank you very much for those dedications. We also have a few more here which have come in for Judith Curry in Armagh. It says Irish dance music here. I think there's a request for Michael Jackson on that one. We'll see what we can do before the end of the program. And we have a message from Philomena Begley, who wishes all at Big M a very, very happy new year, and thanks for everything. She enjoyed the show all the way to Ballymena tonight. Indeed, Philomena, thank you very much indeed. A little bit of a tearjerker, I think. At this time of the night, this is Long John Baldry.
I can hear the guitar start to play, and very soon they say I was a fool to turn my love away. And with each glass of wine I feel a glow, and very soon I know I was a fool to let my baby go. So let the I dancing through the night. They hold each other tight as they dance on and on till the morning light. The soft embraces that they seem to share just make me feel aware of the loneliness I've tried so hard to bear. So let the heartaches begin. I can't help it, I can't win. I've lost that girl for sure, and tears won't help anymore.
Long John Baldry's Let the Heartaches Begin, and I suppose with 7 or 8 minutes left, they're more or less beginning here. One dedication for Ida and Jack Fleming in Lisburn. That comes in from Ken, Jackie and baby Zoe, wishing them all a very happy new year. And I think Stevie has a dedication which he would like to do at the moment.
Oh, I certainly have, Noel. I would like to say very much hello to... I think it's Karen McQuaid, who is 9 years old today. So a very happy birthday. Shall we sing her happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you, Karen. Oh, well, say nothing more. it comes from all the family, and they would like to hear the record that we play the most on the night shift and also on the graveyard shift. And it also comes in from Cathy McCulley. Eileen McCulley, Catherine, and also Seamus Rooney. And they would like to say a very much a happy birthday to Karen, who is 9 years old today. The record would like to play, Noel?
I'm just a fool. Oh.
From New Edition, and the time is just coming up to 11 o'clock. I have with me Junior Walker. Junior?
Well, Noel, getting towards the end here.
Indeed.
I think we're supposed to be closing very, very shortly.
Very shortly indeed.
I have one request here in front of me. It's for Sharon, Tracy and Darren, and the request coming from Mum and Dad.
Right. Would you like to say a good night?
Well, good night, Noel. It's a bit like the Waltons, eh?
Yeah, it's a good night,
good
John.
Good night, Dick.
Indeed. Final dedication going out to Marie, and I think that's Bernard Bradley in Maharafelt, wishing them a very happy wedding anniversary. And that comes in from all the family. Well, with 1 minute left of the programme, we've had an absolute ball here tonight. It's been a party, and everybody's been in absolutely super form. I suppose what I must do is try and give you some advice. I don't actually know what I can say. All I can say is that...
there is a glimmer of hope.
There is a very, very slight glimmer of hope. We've been in good tune anyway, better tune than we thought we would be. It's been a very emotional night, and all the DJs and presenters came down to join in the fun. We're going out with a track, which is Goodbye, My Love, from The Searchers. What I can say to you is listen out to Big M. There will be... perhaps a little bit of music throughout the night. We're not quite sure on that, but keep listening from Junior, from Stevie, from just everybody who's been here tonight, from the management and staff of Big M Radio, and it's from myself, Noel Millsop. I've enjoyed myself. I hope that you have enjoyed yourselves out there, and keep listening. You would never know what might happen. Good night to you, Junior.
And good night to you, Noel, and thanks very much for all your help this evening.
Right, thank you very much. And Ray and Stevie are here. Good night to the both
good
of
night.
You as well.
Good night.
We're going out with this one from The Searcher. And as I said to you, keep listening. You would never know what might happen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her just cause she's a living doll. Got a roving eye and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll. Take a look at her hair, it's real and don't believe what I say, just feel. Gonna lock her up in a trunk so no big hunk can steal her away from me. Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her just cause she's a living doll. Got a roving eye and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll. Just feel, lock her up in a trunk so no big hunk.